We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Jamie.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Morgan.
I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Becca.
I'm Ashton.
And I'm Nadia.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the whole world.
Story from the book of Luke.
It's a story of a man who was a wee little man.
When you guys were wee little kids, you probably sang a song about him. Do you remember the man? He went up into a
tree.
Into a tree to look for Jesus. What was his name?
Zacchaeus.
We can read his story in Luke chapter 19.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through.
A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus.
He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd.
So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way.
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him,
"Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today."
So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
All the people saw this and began to mutter,
"He has gone to be the guest of a sinner."
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord,
"Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham.
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost."
So, what is the story all about?
That Jesus loves everybody, even sinners.
As soon as he saw Jesus, he wanted to change his life forever.
I think it's cool that Zacchaeus was willing to just have a new beginning.
Follow me, Jesus said. Feed my lambs, Jesus said.
Well, Jesus came to seek and save what was lost. How was Zacchaeus lost?
Well, Zacchaeus had sinned because tax collectors were known for cheating people and taking more money than they were supposed to, and he needed to be saved by Jesus.
Okay. So Jesus saw him and changed his life, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know the parable that Jesus told about the lost sheep?
Yeah.
He was speaking to tax collectors and leaders of the church, and in this story, they also complained that Jesus welcomed sinners and wanted to eat with them.
Then Jesus told them this parable.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them.
Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home.
Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says,
"Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep."
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
Are there people who God has put in your life who are searching and lost?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you take the time to stop and see them and help them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Usually.
Yes.
Most of the time.
And have them come over on a Sunday morning.
Okay. Invite them to church. Yeah. What can we tell them?
How Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and if it wasn't for him, this world would be just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Also that he loves them very, very much.
Okay. Tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
Because Jesus is our King and Lord, isn't he?
Yes.
And we have something very special to share.
We have a story to tell to the nations that will turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy. A story of peace and light. A story of peace and light. For the darkness will turn to the dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom will come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a song to be sung to the nations that will lift their hearts to the Lord. A song that will conquer evil and shatter the spear and sword. And shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness will turn to the dawning, and the dawning to the noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom will come on earth, the kingdom of love and light.
Dear Jesus, you want us to help people who are lost and searching. Help them find you. You will be there for them, waiting to come into their homes, just as you are always there for all who put their faith in you, for all who trust you and obey you. When they welcome you into their hearts, when they turn away from their sin, you will forgive them for all their wrongs they have done. You will save them. You will give them an eternal home a heavenly home, and love that will last forever. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number.
1-800-527-5522. Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
We would love to hear from you.
Maybe you have an idea for our program.
Maybe you have a favorite song to share with us.
Here's our number again, 1-800-527-5522.
And remember, Jesus wants us to tell others about his love and forgiveness.
People are seeking. People are lost.
Jesus will save them. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.